The nine principles of harmony make Brahma bodywork unique. They distinguish it from all other methods, even those which include movements that appear to be similar. Yet the principles of Brahma are universal. They can be applied to other techniques and methods of bodywork, health improvement, health maintenance, and in fact, to any activity in life. They can be useful for everyone, not just for those who have an interest in bodywork. You can begin in your own way to apply those principles with which you find an inner resonance. If you find the principles inspiring, you will eventually want to support your study by participating in a class or workshop, because both practicing and receiving Brahma bodywork are extremely helpful for deepening your self-understanding. The first principle of Brahma is body comfortable. This process starts even before you touch the recipient's body. Take a few breaths and experience that your body is breathing and that your body has weight on the ground. Almost immediately, you can experience the refreshment of becoming available to yourself and to your immediate situation. Now you're ready to touch your partner. Many sequences begin with holding the instep heel area of your partner's feet. According to principle, you simply place your hands where they feel most comfortable to you. Your hands make complete contact as they gently mold to find a perfect fit with the contours of your partner's feet, without any tension. The practitioner constantly allows their own body to find a position of comfort and support, without compromise. Brahma sequences are exactly suited to an experience of comfort for both practitioner and recipient. Although simple, the principle of body comfortable is dynamic. By continually returning to your own body's comfort and the registration of your own weight and breathing, several beneficial things happen. Your energy is renewed and refreshed. As you practice, your body lets go of tension. You're allowing yourself the opportunity to fully participate in what you're doing. By focusing on the comfort of your own body, you're giving the recipient what their body needs too. Brahma doesn't use force. Your body leans in, using only its natural weight, while at the same time supporting and stabilizing the recipient's body. Both bodies receive the security they need to release tension and to experience their natural state of vitality. The principle of full participation is a natural correlate of body comfortable. The practitioner's every movement is made with the whole body, with every single cell of the body participating. Some sequences require raising and rotating both of the recipient's legs, or bringing the recipient from a supine to a sitting position. You can accomplish even these seemingly difficult movements without any tension or strain by using your whole body. Instead of relying on the isolated muscular efforts of your arms or hands, all of its movements are made effortless because Brahma doesn't ask the body to do anything that is not natural for it. The body loves to do Brahma movements because you let your body stay comfortable and move with the whole body. The knowing that I have a body becomes the practitioner's center of balance and vitality. When you have this knowledge, you can do Brahma simply, with the joy of full participation in your body's activity. Connection to the knowledge that there is a body is simple and natural, without any extra. It is not achieved through concentration, but by returning to the experience of your body's weight, breathing, and comfort. When you receive Brahma, or if you watch someone doing the body work, you can experience and also see that the practitioner's hands are relaxed and free of tension. Yet they touch without hesitation and always make full contact with the recipient. This is the Brahma touch, which results from the principle of firmness and gentleness. Firmness comes from the registration of the relaxed weight of the body, while gentleness comes from the practitioner's presence and availability. The cornerstone principle of Brahma is no judgment. Rather than focusing on the recipient, the emphasis is always on the experience of your own body. This non-judgmental approach includes the practitioner as well as the recipient, as both are supported to benefit from an atmosphere of acceptance. This principle says, don't try to fix anything. Don't fight sickness. Increase vitality. There is no need to impress others, and consequently, no need for worry, anxiety, or criticism. When you do Brahma, you're doing it for yourself. Nothing extra is needed. You can simply be alive and present. The atmosphere that is naturally created nurtures both giver and recipient, allowing them both to let go of tension and become vital and relaxed. The Brahma principles applied in daily life can make us free of the conceptual body, the ideas and images of our body that we carry in our mind. The conceptual body is divided into many parts, hands, arms, liver, legs, etc. We see these separate parts as though they are distinct entities. We label them and identify with them. We forget they are part of a whole system. Brahma encourages you to relate naturally to your physiological body, the body that you carry through life, as a dynamic matter-energy combination. You become less and less subject to the ideas you've acquired about the body, and instead rely on your experience of your body. In the same way, you are guided to discover the natural function of the mind, to receptively register the body's manifestations. This naturally functioning mind is very different from the mind we are accustomed to. The natural mind is receptive and available, and functions cooperatively with the body. After your body and mind are balanced, it becomes possible for the feelings to function in their natural state. Instead of swinging between pleasant and unpleasant states, the feelings learn to be calm and balanced, lending a sense of supportive presence to the unified activity of the mind and body. As a result, we function with our mind, body, and feelings in harmony, and we experience the unity of our three aspects. This unity serves as a foundation for the development of a unified consciousness which can see things as they are. Ultimately, Brahma is much more than a method. It is a natural, joyful, and harmonious response to existence.
Work with one of the nine principles again and again and again, and you may get a taste. That means the inner atmosphere of that principle is also in you.